60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, we need to start the morning off by doing an old radio standby.
Oh, what's that one? Uh-oh.
Celebrating some birthdays.
Oh.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Time to celebrate who's having a born day today. That's the way I say birthday because I'm different.
Yeah, that's clever.
Who are some of the famous people who are turning a year older today, a year better? maybe not for some.
Wow, your jokes are killing me this morning.
God, you're so good.
Rapper French Montana is 32 years young today. Fun fact about him, even though he's named French Montana, he's not French and he's not from Montana. Born in Morocco.
Yeah.
Really? Why do they call him?
Well, thank you.
Who knows?
Yeah,
and Vanessa Manillo.
What?
Ha cha cha cha.
She's still around?
Yeah, I know. I guess so.
She counts as a celebrity birthday still.
I think so. Vanessa Manillo is 37 today.
Oh.
She's the sexy former MTV VJ who's married to Nick Lachey, and it's his birthday too. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, I guess she was just on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Oh.
Her and Nick Lachey were, I believe.
Oh. Well, good for them. Good to see their careers there.
Yep.
Also, musical artist Cisco turns 39. Only 39.
How is he only 39?
I swear, that guy's got to be 70.
When he made that song, was he like 12?
I don't know. Yeah,
which seems inappropriate. Singing about thongs.
And in honor of Cisco's birthday, I'd like to do an interpretive reading of one of his most popular songs called The Thong Song.
I think the only popular song.
Yeah, I can't think of another one.
Yeah.
She had dumps like a truck.
Oh.
Truck. Truck. Thighs like what? 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 Baby, move your butt.
Yes.
Butt. Butt. I think I'll sing it again. Thank you.
No, you snap.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope you guys got the meaning of that poem.
Yeah.
That was deep.
So that's the thong song for you. Speaking of tiny things that you wear on your body that give you a thrill, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Shall we? Young Jeffrey is coming studio, not really with a hat full of names today because he's still facing off against his arch nemesis, our intern Oscar, who's
running it.
Determined to get a question right for the shock caller question of the day. He has yet to succeed, but Oscar is also back in studio, and he's ready to put on the shock caller again and give it one more try.
Today's going to be my day. Y'all better get some popcorn because I'm about to put on a show, y'all.
Oh all right. Wow. A little bit of swag.
He's coming in with lines.
All right. Well, why don't we get straight into it then? Young Jeffrey, please read Oscar the shock caller question of the day.
Oscar, to help you out once again, I'm giving you another millennial-based question. According to a new survey from the Harstad Strategic Research Group, they asked over 10,000 millennials, which is people roughly between the ages of 18 and 32, and asked them the question, what's the most important economic issue in our country that they care about? Many things made the list, from providing retirement security for seniors to helping out the poor. But what was the number one economic concern for millennials, important to 79% of them?
Oh, man.
Isn't this one easy? What are you concerned about, Oscar?
I mean, everything that I hear my friends talking about are like job securities and retirement funds and all like that.
Your friends are already talking about retirement funds?
Yeah, it's weird.
It is weird.
You're right.
Shouldn't it be school loans and like the cost of education? Wouldn't that be your number one concern if you're 18 to 32?
Well, I mean, if you're 32, why do you care about education costs?
Because you're still paying off your loans, man. Trust me.
Oh.
Those things last a long time.
That's a good guess. I don't know.
What are you worried about, Oscar?
Man, I don't worry about much, really.
I know. Well, Oscar, I know you're living the good life, so.
Yeah.
Oscar, every time you've tried to take a date out, you haven't had enough money.
Yeah.
So. What about cost of housing?
That's a good one, actually.
Oh my God, I'm just giving you all sorts of good guesses.
That's a really good one. What about you, Jose? What do you think?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Brooke is really hitting it. Anything finances, right? Like, you're worried about your money. So
Jose's like, I don't know. I don't know how to save money.
Yeah.
So I don't. That money stuff, you spend it.
Oh, man.
Cost of delivery?
This is really difficult. Okay. Well, let's say... I liked your first guess, Brooke.
Which was?
The one about school loans.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Is that what you're going to go
with? Maybe you're right. Maybe it's retirement. I mean, if that's what your friends are talking
about. We're talking about 401ks and stuff already. Well, that's a good...
That's well, no, I think I'm going to stick with Brooke. I trust her now. So let's go with let's go with school loans and finances like that.
Like you were right, Oscar. You've put on a show this morning.
Yeah,
so.
That was good. Oh.
Recently, a new survey asked over 10,000 millennials to name the most important economic issue that they care about in America. The third most popular answer was helping the poor. Second was creating new jobs. And the number one answer, 79% of millennials say they're concerned with making college more affordable.
Oh, that means you got it right.
I got it right.
That's yeah. No.
What? He said cost of education.
Yeah, bringing down the cost of education, not getting more loan money.
No, it's not. No, that's what I'm saying. It's too expensive.
Producer boy, hang on. Yeah. Producer boy's giving it to him. So, Oscar, what? Congratulations.
You're finally going down, Jeffrey.
You didn't even get the answer. You took Brooke's guess, and it wasn't even right.
It's
Here you go, Jeff.
This is a travesty.
Here's the shot caller.
Jeff. Oh, my God.
Jeff's not putting on the shot caller.
What do you think he was saying? That he wanted school loans to be higher?
Loans are not the same as money, Brooke.
It's cost of education.
Okay, give me the damn song.
Where'd he go, Brooke?
Smash Mouth, All Star by Smash Mouth is the song.
Hey now, you're an all star. Get your game on.
Hey Jeff, the shot caller's not on though.
Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Ow!
Oh boy. All right, you're
phone tap. I quit this show. This is dumb.
Oscar, you finally did something that we've wanted for so long. Yeah.
Moving 92.5.